Can I rant for a second?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some random hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized that people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. That's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
Hey.
Hi.
I did miss you. I miss you so much. I saw you the other day. You came by for a little quick visit, and we're gonna see each other in Austin. I guess this is the last show that will air, right? Where we can tell people about coming to.
Is it this Sunday?
No.
No, it's next Sunday.
Yeah, it's next Sunday, June.
The Austin TV Festival, guys, come see a Scrubs reunion panel on June 5th at 10 a.m. at the Paramount Theater in Austin. You will have, I have confirmed now, Donald Faison, Sarah Chalk, Neil Flynn, Bill Lawrence, Judy Reyes.
Oh.
And did I say Johnny C. McGinley?
I don't think you did.
No.
Yeah, that's who you're going to have.
Boom.
You're gonna have all the main leads except for Ken.
The heaters.
That's amazing.
We haven't all been together. We did a little thing for something else, but we haven't done this in a very, very long time. And it's gonna be so great to see everybody.
It'll be very nice. So I was false positive.
Really?
Oh, you didn't even have it.
You sound upset about that.
Well, no, I'm not upset about it. I was really geeked. I'm not going to lie, man. I thought it was going to be easy COVID because I had no symptoms.
Oh, you were excited to get high and play video games and you didn't get your chance.
That all went out the window.
Yeah.
Remember how we were so geeked about that, guys?
Yeah.
Remember
you were kind of talking? It's funny, in this episode, there's a whole plot line where Jordan is bedridden. Is that the term?
Yeah, I guess so.
And because of her pregnancy, she has to stay in bed. And Cox has to take care of her. You were kind of stoked for the I get to lie in bed and play video games in case he has to take care of me, and you didn't get it.
Well, she couldn't take care of me, but I get to lie in bed, play video games, smoke a shit ton of weed. Like, I had no symptoms, man. Like, I was like, this is going to be fucking amazing.
Did you have the animal face all lined up, ready to go?
Dude, I was ready. I cleaned both bongs.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Ready to go.
I rolled some J's and everything, man.
Now, you're look, so funny.
I smoke a lot of weed regardless.
He fucking COVID by cleaning his bongs.
Yeah, man. I smoke a lot of weed. It's very clear. Those who know me know this. My wife thinks it's a problem. My best friend thinks it's a problem.
Yeah, I said he needs rehab.
Right.
You said you were quitting the other day. How'd that work out? By But I just think it's bullshit. Like, I have no, I used to smoke weed. I don't really smoke that much anymore. But I just think it's bullshit that people say it's not addictive. I know it's not physically
addictive. It's so addictive.
It is completely addictive. Donald is 100% addicted. Another very close.
I am not addictive. I just got a really strong habit.
Whatever you want to say, weed is addicting. Addictive.
It is. Very.
And I mean, to each their own, but don't say it's not addictive.
You know what I find myself doing? You know, and here's the fucked up shit. This is the fucked up shit about weed. And all you people out there going to be like, yo, stop bashing weed. You know what? I just smoked some so I can do it right now. Look. That shit really does make you be like, damn, man. I'm not going to smoke no more. That's it. I'm done.
You told me that. I'm done.
And then you'll be like, you know what? After this next bong hit, or after this next bong.
Oh, no.
Just one more.
Just one more. Yeah, your wife's not that into your weed habit. I'm learning.
My wife's not that into me right now because of my weed habit, dude. It has amplified to the level where I am fucking on that Snoop. Look, man, I get it. Snoop Dogg, I get it. Seth Rogen, I get it. You know what I mean? I get it, dude. I get it. There's nothing like being able to sit at home. All right, so right now I don't have a lot of shit to do. Like, I'm in that, there's that little bit of period where I have work. I'm working a lot, you know what I mean? But it's sporadic, you know what I mean? So it's a day here, a day there, you know what I mean? We do the podcast and everything like that. So I got a shit ton of time on my hands, right? And it's kind of fucking cool to be able to smoke weed, play video games while the kids are at school. They get out of school and then play, you know, then take the kid to basketball practice or and then be a daddy. That's kind of fun to do right now. You know what I mean? But it can't last. And I know that the withdrawal from the amount of weed that I'm smoking right now.
Well, you got to taper off like anything, man. You got to just set yourself a time. Like, I'm not going to smoke until after this time. I think you'll,
that's the beauty of working. Working makes it so work because I've become such a, you know, I'm way more into seeing what I can do on camera now than I was before. Right. Like, that's an adventure now. Whereas before it was like, I want to be on camera because I want to be a star or whatever the shit is. But like, now it's like, you know, I'm way more interested in figuring out what I can do on camera. So because of that, I feel like I need to be sober to do it. And so when I work, I am so sober when I'm not working. Maybe it's depression.
Well, you also said you were going to join me on this health kick because I'm back on the Peloton. I'm on a health kick. And it's good to have a partner. It's good to have a partner that you can be like.
But you don't want to work out with me.
I don't want to work out with you, but I'm saying like it's good to have it's always good when you're exercising or getting in shape or losing weight to have a buddy that you're like, hey, man, did you Peloton today? Yeah. Hey, you got your big ass fucking jug of water? Yeah. You know, like
have a jar of water today. Sorry.
That's small. Too small.
It's a mason jar. Are you working out a lot right now?
Yeah, I'm working out. I'm training. And
I saw you looking sexy, man, dude. I'm not going to lie to you.
Thank you.
You are looking good, man.
I'm trying to get the sea gutters back. I had them for a moment. It's summer. You got to have the sea gutters.
Well, you don't have to have the sea gutters. You just have to be. Look, this is another thing.
I would like to have sea gutters.
Right. There you go. Thank you.
But when you're 47, it takes a long time to get
there. A long time, right?
No, but I'm saying the love handles are the last to go.
Well,
I just want to go into Beverly Hills and have someone go.
You know what I want to do?
Vacuum that shit out.
No. I just want to be.
Joelle, how much could it cost? Can you Google how much it costs to have the love handles sucked out? What? And then you're supposed to put it in your ass. That's what some of the women do. Then they just put it in their ass. I could use a bigger booty.
Is there a way that fake doctors, real friends, and some
could come and we do it live from there?
Oh, that would be. I would love to do a live recording of you getting the cum gutters that you desire.
Yeah.
And then getting it put. Then getting that fat.
Yeah.
Put into
Should we
your
do
ass?
A podcast from the doctor's office while I'm having my love handles put in my ass? This would Daniel, be you'll be there.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll have my mic right up to the thing. Just.
I just want, listen, I have a small booty, and I live in Hollywood. It's accepted here. I just want to suck out my love handles and put it in my booty.
That's
I'll put
I'm
the
saying.
Right love handle in the right cheek, the left handle in the left cheek.
You don't have a lot of love handle right now, man.
No,
so
it's
your
going
ass
down.
Would still be kind of tiny.
Yeah,
you'd still
it
have
be,
a little booty.
It wouldn't be much, but I'm Pelotoning it off, and I'm drinking a lot of water, and I'm
good for you.
Not eating like an asshole, and I'm barely drinking, and that's how you do it.
You got a lot
that's
of
how you do it.
Do you got a lot of vegetables in your diet, or are you doing a multivitamin?
I got a lot of vegetables. I'm actually trying this food delivery company that I don't like. It's very healthy, but it's just not doesn't. Tastes good to me. But, you know, those are hard to find.
It's all difficult. It's very difficult to get in shape eating something that somebody else is saying, this is what you should eat today.
Well, I think it's also hard for people who work a full, you know, I have to say, I have to give respect to people that work a real 9-to-5 job and then have to come home and eat healthy and bring healthy food to work and all that stuff. I mean, you know, you come out for a lunch break and there's a Chipotle right there and you're like, oh, right. I'd love a burrito. I don't want to go eat a salad, you know.
But you can figure out.
Down. What are you saying?
No, I'm with you. I feel the exact same way. Working a 9-to-5 and then being like, okay, let's make a healthy dinner.
Yeah. It's hard.
Well, it's not just that. It's also when you have kids and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they want McNuggets.
Like you spend the whole day.
They want them. I want them.
Shit. You spend the whole day doing kid activities and stuff like that. And then the nighttime comes and there's those arches and you're like, yep, let's pull in.
They took out the last McDonald's that's anywhere near me. Granted, now I live in a Hollywood, West Hollywood area, so it's probably the only that's probably the only place in the country that can say that. But there was the one on Sunset and Crescent Heights that's gone. There was the one across from CBS Radford that's gone. I was just talking to Kerry Brothers about this because he loves McDonald's and used to that, and his wife's pregnant, so they're like McDonald's fans. And
I know where they all are, but
he's like, we got to go to Sherman Oaks for a minute.
Yeah, that's where they are, buddy. That's where they are, buddy.
I was just thinking, like, this is probably the only area of the country where there's not a McDonald's every fucking half mile.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. So switching gears, I'm really excited. This, you know, it will have already happened and we will have already talked about it. But I'm really excited for this. Friday. I mean, like,
oh, Obi-Wan.
Dude, oh, I'm not going out tonight. Like, there was a
because
like,
you need to rest. Because
I was
going to
take the kid to basketball. I'm not taking the kid to basketball.
Why?
Tonight.
It doesn't drop until midnight.
I don't want to risk anything.
You are. Ridiculous.
I want to make sure that I am alive to see the Obi-Wan Kenobi premiere.
Dude,
and
your
the second
basketball
episode.
Game is not going to go to 12:30.
Fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck when it goes. There's a possibility that we could be driving on the road and we get a flat tire and have to spend an evening and then midnight comes and nope, it's not available. I'm telling you right now, I am very excited about that.
It drops at midnight?
It drops at midnight tonight. Not only am I excited about that.
You're so cute.
Thor. Oh my God.
What, the Thor
trailer? Did you see that trailer?
No, but I saw Natalie's fucking arms on a picture.
Holy shit.
Natalie got ripped.
She's got the guns.
I think Marvel's about to make a comeback.
We need to hire Portman's trainer.
Shit. No, I want Liam Hemsworth's trainer. Because whatever that brother is doing. God damn. Look, yo, yeah, there's a scene. There's a scene in the trailer where they look. There's a scene in the trailer where they flick his cloak like the guy. I think it's who is it? He's playing
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe's playing is he playing Zeus? Is that who we're going to see? Right. So Russell Crowe's playing Zeus, and he flicks Thor's clothes off, and not only do the women faint, but the men faint. Everybody around is like. I stopped the trailer, ran into the living room where my wife was, and was like, baby, you seen the Thor trailer? It had just come out. I was like, you seen the Thor trailer yet? She was like, no. I was like, let me show it to you. I showed it to her. She fucking, when the flick happened, she even went,
Do you think they're gonna keep it weird for theaters or no?
Oh, I hope. Well, it's Disney, so I don't know.
What do you mean blurred? What do you mean blurred?
They blur his behind in the trailer.
They gotta show
him from the back, completely nude.
They gotta show the butt.
Butt is blurred out.
I feel like
it's Taika Waititi.
I'm gonna say this right now.
They'll show butt.
That dude is okay. I don't know. Look, he's a very funny actor. He's a very good actor, and his brother. Both his brother's a sweetheart. Anyway, my point is, holy shit, dude, what the fuck are you doing? How do I get to your height? One, and how do I get those muscles? Two.
Well, you know what to do. You could go on the program. Listen, we should get in this episode because it's fucking great. And listen, I'm not just saying this. People are going to go, oh, Zach directed this, so he's going to be biased. I didn't write the fucking thing. I did do a decent job directing it. But this episode I found to be one of the best in a long time. I laughed my ass off. It's emotional. It is very well directed, let's be honest. And everybody brought their A game. It's beautifully shot. It's great, don't you think?
Absolutely. I was going to ask you, let's get into the show, but I have a bunch of questions.
Why don't you count us in?
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know. All right, so look, I have a bunch of questions. One, did Inwood DP this?
Yes,
he did DP this.
Yes, I don't think there's very few episodes John didn't shoot.
Well, there are episodes where he or days that he didn't shoot.
Andy, the gaffer, would step up, and Andy and Richard would sort of Richard was the A camera operator. They would sort of share duties.
They both had different versions of what the hospital looked like too. So Andy's had a very warmer. That's why I was asking, because I remember Andy had a very warmer tone.
Yeah.
Andy had a more warm tone to his DPing, and I don't remember Richard's, but like John's was so cold. John was more like the pilot than anything.
Right.
And Andy added warmth.
This episode had warmth around Aloma, which I noticed the style, and I don't know if this is something John and I talked
Sarah,
about.
And Sarah and all of these people.
This may have been something that John and I discussed. I don't know, but it does look a little bit different. I think if you look at the shots from the top around Aloma, they're warmer. It's almost like it's giving her this angelic glow. To set you up, I'm giving myself goosebumps, but in giving you this angelic glow to set you up for the ending, I thought Aloma Wright did a fantastic acting job in this episode.
Amazing.
You know, she's usually just the one-liner comedic relief, but this episode was a chance for her to really show the audience that she is a great actress.
Yeah, you know, Aloma's been in a lot of other things other than Scrubs. A lot of people know her best from Scrubs, but... I was in a movie called Trippin' with her. She's been doing this for a bit, and yes, you don't survive in this industry just being an okay actor. You have to have the chops. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
You're right.
I was very happy, as you were, to let her. I'm happy that Bill gave her the opportunity.
Yeah.
To show said chops too.
Yeah. Kelso, let's just go to the top. Dogs are. Elliot has the idea of bringing a dog in, the patient's dog in, to cheer her up. She's terminally ill, and everybody loves dogs. I love my dog more than anything, and so I get it. And so Sarah's on a mission to get that bulldog in there, and she conspires with the janitor to sneak the dog in.
So there's things that in the storyline that are great. The Kelso not talking to Elliot thing tracks.
Yeah.
It's tracked since she's become private practice, and they've kept it through the whole series to this point, right?
Yeah, and we eventually learn, you know, why when Judy later tells her, like, you know, think you're not, you have a blind spot.
Right.
You're not, which is always great when you're a friend and you have a friendship with someone and they can tell you a blind spot you're not seeing. And so Judy says, like, you know, he trained you. This hospital spent all this money and time and effort making you the doctor you are, and then you just leave for private practice. Like, how do you think that makes him feel? And so Elliot, at the end of the episode, has an epiphany about all that.
Yeah. All of it. And because Bill and the writers, they really set this up great. You know what I mean? This episode has so much at the end to cry about, you know? The fact that Nurse Roberts is now in a coma. Elliot and Kelso have mended their relationship. And, you know, Elliot has a different perspective of him, not only him, but also the hospital. She's definitely more appreciative because of what Carla told her. And so, like, yeah, this is, you're absolutely right. It's well directed, but it's also really well written. And it's like all of the shit that we talked, we will get into all of the shit that we talked about the season in the beginning and how it wasn't really that good. It's completely grown on me. I know it's grown on you as well.
Yeah. And I just got to say, again, I laughed out loud so many times in this episode. Mm-hmm. And then they dropped the fucking heartbreak at the end in the classic Bill Lawrence style. We should mention it's written by Janae Bakken, but we always say it's also a team of writers in a writer's room. And of course, the mad genius himself, Bill Lawrence. But it's just, I just kept laughing. First of all, breasts are a very big theme in this episode. It could have been called My Breasts.
Well, it could have been called, it could have been called The Beautiful Ladies of Sacred Heart also. Everybody is like glammed up.
That's
the thing about your episodes, man. All the girls are always glammed up.
No, I didn't write it, man. I didn't write it, baby. I just shot them. All right, listen. Let's go back to the top. Leonard tries to help Elliot when she falls. And he goes, my bad. That's Randall Winston, our producer.
He rips her shirt off because he's used to having a hand. So, and it's his right hand. So he goes to grab her with his dominant hand.
Yeah.
And it's no longer there. It's a hook.
Yeah. And that the hook pulls her top off. That was so shameless. Like Elliot just in a bra in front of the class. And then you reveal that every single person has their phone out trying to film her. Guys, put the phones down.
Yeah.
Then we have the classic Scrubs hot girl entrance as Turk and Carla have gotten a nanny named Heather. Turk brings the nanny cam video to work to show everyone because he cannot believe how attractive she is.
No, she can't. Right. Yes.
And the funniest story is that, oh my God, he tells the Todd.
This brings back so much. This episode brings back so much from like season one or two. It brings back so much.
Well, first
he
of all,
he tells the Todd.
First of all, he puts on the tape
says, I have a tape.
Ted's.
No, wait, hold up. Go back. He says, I have a tape. And he goes, let me assemble everybody. Todd goes on the roof and blows into a horn.
It's like a booby shofar.
Right. It's not a didgeridoo. So there's no. But no,
it's a booby horn.
Yeah. And he says, boobies.
No, boobies.
Right.
Remember those old Ricola commercials?
Ricola! Yeah.
I think it was a takeoff on that because they would cut to those dudes. I think that horn is, I mean, just from the Ricola commercials, something. But anyway, boobies.
And all the men in the hospital and hear the call.
And this calls all the men from the hospital to know that there's, I mean, this is actually 2022, so inappropriate. It's not much different than Revenge of the Nerds when they hid the cameras in the sorority house.
Right.
But all of the men are rushing to see the boobies.
Yeah, right. They not only do they rush, in a split second, they've all appeared.
Kelso goes, gotta go, booby horn. He's telling someone they're gonna die. They're like, I'm sorry, we did the best we could. Gotta go, booby horn, booby horn. And then Doug drops a corpse. Doug is moving a corpse in a body bag and he drops it. And then before we get into watching the tape, Ted says that his mom put a nanny cam in his bathroom because she said my baths were too long. Now, we're watching the boobies. So everyone assembles. watching the boobies, and then I laughed out loud when Todd says, leans over to me, goes, can you make her eat a banana? And I go, it's not interactive, Todd.
So good.
That was one of the funniest lines in the episode. Can you make her eat a banana? And then Judy comes in, and this was funny too. Mm-hmm. Judy comes in and then that voiceover says, we all go, oh, we quickly turn it off. It was football. And she goes, isn't the season over? And I got this off Scrubs Wiki. JD says, and then every male in the room felt totally in sync, resulting in the rarest of all phenomenon, the seamless collaborative guy lie. Keith says, the American season is over. We were watching Mexican football. Doug says, they started late this year. Todd says, because of the churro vendors. Ted says, they went on strike and the players wouldn't cross the picket line. Mm-hmm. And then JD says, when the dispute turned violent, they called in Rodrigo Vasquez, the owner of the Baja Panditos, to step in. And then Dr. Kelso says, thanks to Senor Vasquez's experience dealing with the fruit pickers union, he was able to broker a last minute deal and the season was salvaged.
And then Turk says, and that's why we're watching football in spring.
Right. So funny. So funny and very cleverly directed by the director, whip panning between everybody. I think it's a wonder because it just whip pans between everyone and moves all around. It's pretty funny. And then she says she doesn't care. And then she Turk, like an asshead, sits on the remote and it keeps playing. And she sees that Turk has brought in the videotape of the nanny's breasts and shown everyone in the hospital. I want to go back for a second just to talk about, to set up the other storyline, which is Cox and Johnny and Krista. Jordan has a very funny monologue about all the funny things she wants him to do, including going to the video store. Remember the video store? Pour some out. And she says she wants him to get anything with Viggo Somethingson.
Viggo Mortensen?
No, she said, yeah, but she says Somethingson.
Right.
Because he's hot. And she wants something, anything with him in it, right, Joelle?
Lord of the Rings.
Joelle, what's your go-to? Could be a
Hidalgo. Eastern Promises.
Oh yeah, you said that in your notes.
I feel like Jordan would like that.
Oh, he's naked in that.
It's all dark. He is naked. It's very dark. There's a lot of guys fighting. I just feel like it's Jordan.
There's a whole naked fight scene in that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Eastern Promises, Jordan. Let's go back in time and tell her. Well, actually, it probably wasn't out. Sorry, this makes no sense. But anyway, when she said, go to the video store, I thought that was funny. So Laverne and Johnny obviously have this thing about everything happening for a reason.
Can I just say one thing before we move on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Holy cow. Krista Miller, pregnant. Beautiful. Wow.
She's so pretty, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man.
And she was hilarious with that monologue. She had a great, she did this whole run on all the things she wanted Cox to do for her. And she was very funny.
Yeah, and then there was one, he was like, I think his punchline was like, well, when would I have time to kill myself? And her response is, well, that's not my problem.
That's not my problem.
great scene. That scene, I remember when the scene was over, I was like, wow, the two of them, wow, that's a great moment.
They had a great chemistry. They really
well directed, Zach Braff.
Thank you. I thought it was good. I'm proud of this episode. You know, Bill would often give me the showy episodes because I liked having showy episodes, like whether it's, you know, The Wizard of Oz or The Princess Bride or whichever one, or the, you know, those kind of big ones. And this one is relatively contained, but I'm really proud of it. I thought I did a nice job, and I think I can say that.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that. You know, there were a lot of things that were different about this episode. We talked about the lighting and everything. But to tell a story, certain things have to, I guess, be told through silhouette. And I don't know if you didn't do this as a director, but there are a lot of moments, like even the last shot of the show.
I'm so proud of that shot.
Right. But because you could take everybody's face away, you could take all the colors away, and you could literally silhouette everyone. Mm. And you could still tell the story of what's going, something powerful is going on.
By the way, you just gave me goosebumps. And what was cool was like the idea was all our main characters, not the janitor, but all our main doctors are in the shot digesting this, but it's clearly Johnny front and center because of this whole debate they've been having. And it's just a beautiful shot. Like it was, it was that final frame of the show was beautiful.
But that's what I'm saying. That's important. You know what I mean? A lot of people think directing is, well, he can handle or she can handle or they can handle actors. It's way more than that. It's telling a story.
Well, it's my two favorite things combined. It's photography with telling a great story. By the way, in the spirit of that, I'm just digress for a moment. I'm reading this amazing book. It's the biography of Mike Nichols. I recommend it to everybody. It's written by Mark Harris. You can find it wherever you buy books. It's a page turner. If you love movies and you love theater and you love the art form, Mike Nichols has had an extraordinary career. And there's just so many incredible stories in it. And it's just a page turner. I was just reading yesterday how The Graduate, which he directed, which is his second film, had horrible reviews. The critics, not all, but like the biggest critics trashed it.
That's one of the, that's such an innovative movie.
Dude, at the time, Donald, it became the third highest grossing movie of all time. And Cary Brothers told me yesterday that they ran it 24/7 because they realized that because young people so took to it that they would go at 2 in the morning. And so they were running this movie 24 hours a day because that's how much it hit in the right spot with the culture and with young people. And I just want to say to anyone who creates anything, to a small tirade for you, anyone who puts themselves out there in any way, creatively or a business or whatever, these fucking haters that come after you. This guy, not only did the biggest critics say this is trash at the time, you can go look it up. I mean, it's in the book. You'll see it if you read the book or you can Google it. But his friends were even like, no one wanted Dustin Hoffman except him. He just knew Dustin Hoffman was it. And he was screening the movie for his friends and they would be like, oh man, it's a shame about the kid, but otherwise it's really, really good, man. And these were like his close posse members. And then the movie comes out and is, you know, considered one of the greatest films of all time. So I just think it's an inspiration for anyone who goes out there and deals with naysayers about their work, whether it's creative in our example or like I said, it's a business or anything that you put yourself out there to do. There's always going to be naysayers, and then there's these wonderful stories like Mike Nichols directing The Graduate, and his career is filled with that of moments of people being like, absolutely not, are you out of your mind? That's going to ruin the movie. And then he goes out on a limb, and it becomes, you know, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Yeah. And
it's a great lesson in trusting your gut instinct and knowing the story that you want to tell. Sometimes you fail, and sometimes you succeed. It's really about the journey. And some, you know, it's the greats that trust their instinct and you know, and can move past the failures. And when the success happens, it's amazing. Same thing happened with George Lucas. He had a minor success with American Graffiti.
Yeah.
And then he showed Star Wars to his buddies. All of his friends told him that movie was trash. Yeah. His mentor told him the movie was trash. And then it goes on to you know, revolutionize filmmaking and stuff. Same thing with The Graduate, man. Like, dude, the soundtrack alone from that movie, you know what I mean?
The studio was livid that he wanted to use not all, but predominantly Paul Simon songs. They were livid. They were like, what? Those songs are popular. This isn't a commercial. And one of the critics, one of the biggest critics, I forgot who it was, but one of the biggest critics at the time called it a commercial, because of his innovative use of music. It's just fascinating. And you know, I always say there's so many examples of this. You know, the most current one in our life is that Apple's the only company that bid on Ted Lasso. Really? Apple is the only company that wanted Lasso.
That's crazy.
And look at that.
Bill went around town with Jason, and they were dumbfounded. And Apple's the only one that took a risk on them.
But that's what it is, man.
Anyway, so hopefully that's motivation for someone out there. Should we take a break? We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Can I rant for a second?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some random hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized that people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. That's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. And we're back!
Wu-Tang Forever.
Hey, listen. When I send you these Star Wars things, do you even look at them? Because I text Donald.
That shit was so boring, man. That's the most boring I've ever seen my Star Wars heroes in my life. I was like, wow, why are they?
Well, somebody recut Star Wars to be about Obi-Wan. I thought you'd
No, I didn't look at that one.
Oh, well, why don't you click on the show? Whenever I'm talking about the interview, like a good friend.
I'm talking about that because some of the shit I've seen already. I'm talking about the interview that they did with Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, and Mark Hamill. This is what I don't understand.
It was a boring interview is what you're saying.
Yeah, man. But and they're sitting on, like, even the dude who's interviewing, I forget who it is. He's so excited about it. He's like, dude, I've got to tell you guys, this movie is going to change everything. This is amazing. And these guys are all like, yeah. And when I made the movie, it was. And I hate when that happens. When you're excited, especially when the interviewer is excited about something and they're talking about how, like, you're watching all these people go out and do this stuff for Maverick right now. Apparently, this movie is really.
Maverick's getting insane reviews.
People are loving it, right? It's really cool to see that the actors are just as excited for, you know, you to see it as the, you know, as the audience is to see it. I hate it when the actor comes out too cool for school because they got a fucking persona to, you know what I mean?
You think that's what they were? I didn't watch it. I just sent it to you. Daniel, I send him, and sometimes Joelle, anything Star Wars related because of their passion.
Of course.
And I have no sense. There's no, like, not even from Donald, a thumbs up or a, ooh, that was a good one. Or I've seen this before. If anything, it's seen it before. Mm.
I like it when you get Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford enthusiastic about Star Wars.
I can't fucking change their
faces.
I
don't like it when they're bored. When, you know, maybe they're in shock. I don't know what it is. But they just seem
so. They were probably
so
nervous because they.
Right, this is like their first. Interviews, right?
You know, Harrison Ford was a. I don't know what level his career was at the time. Do you know?
He was a carpenter.
Star Wars.
No, I know he was a carpenter, but before Star Wars, had he worked?
Yeah, he did George Lucas's American Graffiti.
Oh, okay,
dude. He's reading with all of these actors for Star Wars. He's freaking in the dude. He's building a room in the casting office. He's helping build the room.
Really?
Casting. Yeah, man. That's how he gets to read with George. Is like, why don't you read? I need you to read with these people.
Well, I'm gonna.
To read in the movie. Why don't you read with these actors?
When I direct him, are you gonna come visit? It's coming up. Man, if I get you a special COVID,
Bill like throwing shit in my face, man.
I just want to know if you want to come visit the set.
Bill are like dangle. You dangle the carrot in front of me.
Lovely invitation. Take it.
I'm not going to watch him direct my idol. Get the fuck out of here, man. I want to be in scenes with the motherfucker.
I think that's a no. Okay. So in the spirit of the whole debate about things happening for a reason, Cox spills coffee. I take a big fall. Nurse Noelle steps on me.
She really doesn't care.
Imagine this? No. Thanks, Noelle. She just walks on me. Not very nice of Noelle.
That was a great pratfall by
thank
Sarah
you.
Also.
Well, I thought you were telling me.
Oh,
I did
too.
A good one.
You did a good one.
We both had some good falls.
That could be two things. It could be falling and it could be the other thing.
Yeah, well, in my case, it was the classic JD fallen noise.
In my case, it was.
In your case, it's making six children. Then we get to a very sad moment where a child has been stabbed in a robbery, and Johnny C says to Laverne, "Oh, really? What's the reason that this horrible thing could have happened?" And her faith is not shattered. She says, "There'll be some reason. Just you wait." In so many words. Jordan expresses love and genuine appreciation for Cox for the first time in six seasons, really, right?
Right. But this all tracks. This all tracks.
It really is
great writing to connect the problems that they're having with the problems that they were having with their child to them being able to make it through however many episodes this is, you know, and just when you forget about it, Nurse Roberts reminds you and it makes it so that her admission to that Jordan's admission to Cox is even more, it's a very vulnerable moment for the both of them. And it's a very loving moment. And, you know, and it's not followed with, it's not necessarily followed with, the joke is, oh, how embarrassing it is for you. But then her response is, yeah, and I wouldn't, I think it's something like, I wouldn't
I'm
change
okay with,
it.
I'm okay with it or something,
or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's great moments, especially in the evolution of these two
characters. Yeah, especially because we never see Jordan vulnerable at all. Mm-hmm. Like, she does not let her guard down, very rarely. And this was so sweet. She was so loving, and she knows how hard he's been working for her and taking care of her, and she finally gives him some appreciation.
It is a very well directed. Dude, I love you, man. It is a well-directed episode.
Thank you, man. Thank you. The janitor really hates it when people call it a jumpsuit. And I think this came from Neil, actually. I think Neil would always be like, it's shirt and pants. Why would I wear a belt with a jumpsuit? And so I think that's why it ended up in the script, because Neil would genuinely, when anyone called it a jumpsuit, be like, it's not a jumpsuit.
Right.
It's a shirt and pants.
I laughed at, yeah, what's all up in there? I know we're going back, but I laughed at when, who is it? Elliot that says, what's all up your ass? And then to Cox, she says that, and Cox walks up to Nurse Roberts and she goes, yeah, what's all up in that? What's all up in there?
Yeah. What anyway. Is all up in there?
Yeah.
What about JD's first attempt to hit on the hot nanny? Does a spoonful of sugar really make the medicine go down?
Okay. Did you notice me try to find a camera behind you when you said that?
No. Why, you slid out?
I slide to the other side of the
camera. Well, since I was directing and couldn't see the monitor, I appreciate that.
No doubt.
Now, then I go into a very elaborate, which was funny. I can say it's funny because I didn't write it, but it was very funnily written. About my 7 to 9 week plan for seducing her. And then, oh my God, this is one of the funniest fucking things of the season is your POV of Elliot. Because whenever I've slept, first of all, this doesn't track at all because we've established you've slept with women that I've slept with in the show. But your POV of Elliot, because that's how you claim you see anyone that I've slept with. That was hilarious.
Who's that internet guy that talks like this? Kind of white guy talks like this. What's his name?
I don't know. That's your impression of every white person.
No, not all of them, but he whines a lot. Long hair. I forget his name. He's the one that does all of the like Tekashi 6ix9ine voiceovers. Blake Weber looks exactly like the guy that plays what Turk sees.
Oh, I don't really know who that Blake Weber is, but
he's a funny guy.
Okay, but anyway, the fact that the lip sync was perfect, the guy, the actor who played him was very funny, and he like flipped his hair at the end. What about then Cox brings in Lloyd in a sweater to try and fool Laverne. This is the father of the young lady. Can you tell him? Explain to him why this happened for a reason. And, and Laverne goes, that's the delivery guy in a sweater. And he goes, my name's Lloyd.
It's a psych out, too, because if you watch the show and you see that, you're like, wait, hold up. They cast the guy that played
Lloyd.
That's
what I thought,
to
too.
Play, right?
I was like, I thought, wait a minute. I directed this. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to have Mike Schwartz play the dad. But she goes, that's the delivery guy in his sweater. My name's Lloyd.
A homeless guy threw poo in my eye.
Check the poo. Mine or his? First him, then you.
Look, we could make a clip show of just Lloyd moments.
Him, we really got to have him on.
Yeah, that'd be great. So there are a lot of wolf references in this.
Oh my God, this episode was the other biggest laugh, Donald.
Elliot was once mounted by a wolf.
No, wait, you're going too fast.
Hold on. No, hold on. And then Joe Magno, how do you say his last name?
How do you say his name? He's now famous, super famous.
Manganiello.
Joe Manganiello. This was
Joe
like
Manganiello
before he got famous.
Before he played the werewolf on True Blood. is in this episode as well. So there's a lot of Wolf.
By the way, that fantasy of me trying, first of all, we got to go through that real quick. Okay. So real quick, we learned that the reason in Laverne's mind is that while getting a CAT scan or an MRI, I don't know which it is. I'm sorry.
It'll be MRI, I think.
I think it's MRI.
Or maybe a CAT scan. I'm not sure.
Sorry. We're fake doctors, guys. You real doctors are yelling at us. We don't know which machine it is. They find a tumor the size of a golf ball right where the knife went in, and they never would have found that had that not happened. So Laverne is like, see, that's why that happened. Now, JD's fantasy, or I should say lie, to Turk to try and help him not be attracted to the nanny is one of the funniest fucking things ever.
He just gets carried away because he had him. He had him.
I'm just trying to help you.
Right? He had him.
I know it's going to take me 7 to 9 weeks to have the balls to ask her out. So, because she's so pretty. So I make up a very elaborate lie, but it's sort of like JD's fantasy of what would have dreamed happen.
What he wishes would have happened.
Yeah. The date's over and he goes, I knew you needed me. So I went for it. Italian style. Because
and you knock her hand away.
Yeah. Because she puts her hand out for a shake and I slap it away. And then we start kissing. And then there's three football players who arrive, Joe being one of them before he was famous. And he says, it's the three guys, football players used to beat me up in high school. What are you guys doing? And Joe goes, oh, we're all gay together. And they all hold up their wedding rings. They're in a throuple. They're in a married throuple.
It's a poly. They're in a poly relationship.
A polyamorous. Is that what you call it, Joelle?
Yes.
They're in a poly, but they're married somehow. Or maybe they're just rings, because I don't know if you can legally get poly married. Maybe somewhere.
In some states.
You can?
And I don't know if you can get gay poly married.
Yeah. In Utah. Can you really get heterosexual poly married in Utah?
One man with many wives. Yeah. That's where the Mormons are, right?
I know the Mormons are there. I just don't know if it's legal or not. I'm curious. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure it's legal.
They definitely don't want the gay version, I'm assuming.
right.
Then another pretty woman arrives and I go, oh, so-and-so, you're the one who turned me down for homecoming and prom, even though I didn't ask you to either. And she goes, well, can I have sex with you both? And then Heather goes, as long as we make it all about JD.
Ain't what happens.
And then she comes in and we all start making out. And then Joe goes, enough of this. Let's go bang.
Yeah, with the three guys.
And then the guy slaps his ass.
Yeah. And then we come out of the fantasy and the infamous Dave Chappelle. Come on, buddy.
Yeah. And I have to admit to Turk that it's a lie and that we went line dancing and I cut her with one of my spurs.
JD wore spurs to go line dancing just so he could hear ting, ting.
But more importantly, he's so bad at it. He's so bad at line dancing and he's wearing spurs. He managed to injure poor Heather with the spurs.
JD was so excited to wear the spurs too. I'm going line dancing tonight. Got to wear the spurs. Probably wore spurs over sneakers. Didn't wear them over.
Oh my God. I wish they had cut then. And there's no time for it. But then you should have cut to her being injured from the spurs. Right. All right. So Judy has no time for this bullshit. Heather is fired. Elliot finally thanks Kelso and really in a heartfelt way gives him appreciation. For
give
all
him
the knowledge,
flowers.
And gives him the dog too.
Yeah, Tankers. Was that Tankers?
I don't know if
it was. That Danny Rose's.
I
Tankers?
Don't know because that was a pretty well trained dog. I don't know if
Tankers was really well trained.
Oh really?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you don't remember Tankers, dude?
I remember Tankers, and I think it was Danny Rose's dog, right?
Yes.
But I don't remember if he was that well trained as this dog needed to be.
I don't know.
Because this dog was great. Anyway. Elliot has the idea, hey, you've lost Baxter. This dog's owner has just passed. Maybe you – she should probably check with the family first. But anyway, she gives the dog to Kelso. Okay, so just as you mentioned, I laughed out loud when Sarah says the main reason that she stopped camping was Blair Witch Project. And Sarah's timing on this is just chef's kiss. She kind of gets lost and she goes – that and the timing. Wolf, mounted me. She is so fucking funny.
Dude, she's amazing.
Her timing is...
She's amazing.
Don't you ever not say that Sarah Chalk isn't fucking hilarious.
Dude, you cannot say that. You cannot say that.
And then I got to play 30 seconds since I'm allowed to of this beautiful Brett Denon song that ends the episode.
There ain't no do you remember how you got that song?
I know Brett Denon. That's how I got the song.
No, this is what happened. We both know Brett Denon. And you were looking for a song at the end of the show.
Go ahead.
And I said to you.
Oh, you're going to take credit for this.
I definitely am taking credit for this because I was the one that said you should play this shit.
All right.
And you said.
I'll give it to you. This is Donald's idea.
And you were like, that's a fucking good idea. You were like, that's a fucking good idea. We'll talk about it. That's a fucking good idea, Donald. And I was like, yeah, I know it's a good idea, ZB. And you were like, yo, you know what? I'm going to put Brett Denon's There Ain't No Reason.
Don't talk over Brett.
It's how they always be. Well, we got to talk over him.
We only have 10 more seconds.
I can't explain if we talk about it.
This way, we do it every day. Breezes on the podium speaking of saints.
I wish I could play that whole thing. But that's 30 seconds of Ain't No Reason by Brett Denon, a fucking amazing song. And an Red amazing artist, by the way. He just put out new music. And
you ever hear him and Raiden do Simon and Garfunkel?
No.
It's pretty good. He's so talented.
And he's a, you know, he go see him if he ever comes to your city or town. Brett Denon, D-E-N-N-E-N.
All right.
Okay, we got to get to the caller.
But hold up, last thing. Speaking of Simon
She's
and Garfunkel.
She's a racist thief, Heather, we learned.
We learned that she's a racist thief. Last thing about Simon and Garfunkel, since I said it. I had no idea that they wrote, like a bridge.
Well, Paul Simon wrote.
I had no clue. The fire.
Paul
I knew
Simon,
that.
Paul
like,
Simon.
My kid's like, Dad, could you play Hello, Darkness? Like, Rocco loves that shit. That shit's weird to me.
And then we end with Laverne in a coma, which is a dot, dot, dot to be continued. And that really cool last shot we mentioned. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old-school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com and point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back!
Wu-Tang Forever.
Okay, let's bring in a caller, Joel.
We got a caller. Gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joel, let's get the show on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Lindsay Farmer!
Lindsay Farmer, thunderous applause. Lindsay, I hope you're not, you are parked. All right, calm down. You are parked, right, Lindsay? Because it does look like you're in the driver's seat of your car. We don't want you to get hurt.
Yes, I am parked. I wanted to make sure that I would be able to hear you guys, and so I figured I would pull over and go ahead and be able to do this today.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. We love having people come on, especially people who are sane. You seem so far so sane.
well, I'm not driving.
This is my second time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I knew the name sounded familiar. I was like,
I didn't remember you. Tell me why, Joe. Tell me why. Remind us, because we do talk to a lot of people. Why you were on the show?
I know why.
Why?
Am I correct in saying that your brother adopted two children, black kids, and he was on the show with his wife asking about...
I was on with him. So this was my brother-in-law and I were on. We did the fixture live because they were going to be raising two kids from foster care. They were raising two kids in foster care who are very close to age. So they talked about twins. So I was on the episode with Shay Serrano.
Right. That's what it was. But I knew it was. I knew it was that.
Good memory, Donald.
But she sends me updates on what's going on with her brother-in-law and the kids.
Oh,
and
great.
At the time, they were foster kids. Now they are both fully
adopted.
You're
ruining her story, bro. Let her tell her fucking story.
Halfway there.
All right, tell the story. What's been happening?
Yeah, so they've been continuing to foster these kids. They started fostering them. They got them both in their home the same day in 2020, in August of 2020. And we were on April of 2021. And so they've continued to grow into adorable toddlers. And on April 21st, Maya's adoption was finalized.
And
Lil Jay's adoption should be finalized sometime later this year.
Oh my God. Congratulations. Thunderous applause. Oh my God. She's showing us a picture. What beautiful children. And how's it going? Obviously it's going well, but I mean, are the kids adjusting well? Tell us more.
This is all that they've known, really. They both came into foster care pretty early in age. But we also thought this was kind of a perfect month to talk about this because this is actually National Foster Care Month.
Right. Don't you work in the foster care system in some way as well, too?
Yeah.
God, for a stoner, you have a really good memory right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, the weed doesn't make me forget shit like that. It makes me forget
things. Please don't curse in front of our guests. Sorry. Yes, tell us about NASA. Tell us about Foster Care Adoption Month. Is that what is it called? Sorry.
Yeah, it's National Foster Care Month. And so this is a month, again, to just really raise awareness about foster care and the need. And there are on average 400,000 kids in foster care across the U.S. And so there's just a high need, especially in a lot of states right now. There's a really high need for people to foster teenagers. I know in the state of Texas, a lot of people, there's kids that are sleeping in the offices right now. I know in the state of Georgia, there is a really high need. Kids are having to either go to group homes or even go to group homes that are significantly farther away than the county that they actually came into foster care in. So we have a huge need for people to foster teenagers, and they get a little bit of a bad rap, but they really just want people who are willing to work with them. And
is this because people are more willing or interested in fostering babies or small children?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And it's also tougher to, you know, people look at it as it's tougher to adopt teenagers because they come with all of this baggage as well.
Right.
They've grown up in a system that pretty much could also break them, as well as, you know, you don't hear a lot of stories of kids coming out like, I was uplifted by being, you know what I mean? And so
but you can also change someone's life.
What I was about to say, Lindsay. I completely hear where you're coming from, because you could really change somebody's life.
Now, Lindsay, I'm sure people who are considering it, especially a teenager, they might go, okay, but what if it's a debacle? What if it's just a bad fit? What if it's, you know, we're oil and water? I would feel horrible, you know, returning the child. I mean, explain to people who are listening, who might be open to the idea, but worried about, you know, sometimes it's just not a good fit. Like, what happens then?
Yeah. And that's one of those things where, again, we try to put supports in as much as we can. And we try to give foster parents as much information ahead of time about this child. Sometimes there are those options of trying to do some transitional visits, especially if people are interested in adopting teens. We absolutely, it is a big matching process. And so I have a couple of different families that I've helped kind of do that matching process. That we had one that adoptions case manager and I were both able to look. I was able to look at the family that I was working with that was interested in adopting. And she was able to look at some of her children who were in need of placement. And we kind of talked about their personalities. And we were able to match a kid and a family that it was the best thing ever when he told his case manager, oh my gosh, this is my family. They're the same type of weird as me.
I think that's great. So for those of us who don't know much about this, you're not just dropping a teenager off at someone's house. They're testing the waters. Maybe they go bowling together, or they go to the movies together, that kind of thing. Or
if you're fostering, it can be a little bit more of dropping off at the house, and you kind of just kind of roll with it. If you are interested in specifically adopting a teen who is already legally free for adoption and just needs a home, which there are a huge amount of those in every state. There's websites called There's America's Kids Belong. And then each state has the one of theirs. So like I live in Georgia and it's Georgia's Kids Belong. And you can go on those websites and look and see what kids are available for adoption. Okay. And once a family is approved for that, they can inquire about different kids. And our agencies will then look and say, okay, this family said that they're open to this type of background and this type of needs. And you're like, oh, okay, this kid has this need and this need, but that family is open to it. And then we kind of look too, and like our families have adoption flyers. So it explains all about who those families are. And then their case managers, the kids' case managers, can look and say, oh yeah, my kid is really interested in this. And I've had ones too, where I've had families where it's like, oh, they're a single family without any kids. And you know, actually this kid would probably really benefit from that because he needs more of that one-on-one attention. Or I've had families too, where they're like, they could really benefit from having additional siblings. They've already been around a bunch of kids. They would love to be around more. I've had ones where it's the kids too. Like they maybe really love video games and that's what the parents love, or they love hiking and that's what the parents love doing. So trying to find some of those matching.
Yeah.
And then too, when it's it's a potential adoption, there are those, we call them transitional visits. And so they can do visits where it's at first like a 2-hour meeting and then an extended one. And then they do a couple of visits where the kid might go hang out at their house to be able to get to know them better, overnight visits. So it is a transitional period that can be anywhere from like 30 to 60 days to help everyone feel comfortable and to make sure that, yeah, this is a good fit and that this will work out well.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Hey, listeners, it's been over a year since my family switched to our first Helix sleep mattress. And let me tell you, we've never slept better at my house. If you're still sleeping on an old school spring mattress, you're not getting your best night's sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15 year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress, depending on the model.
Don't want to take my word for it? Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine.
Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends. That's helixsleep.com/realfriends. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Now, do you know, can you tell anyone who's interested and curious, like, a really good website to go to where they can get more information?
Yeah. So again, depending on your state, just Google. If it's like, again, if you're Georgia, Georgia Kids Belong. If you're a California, I'm sure there's a California Kids Belong, or America's Kids Belong. Just Google that. You'll find the main website. And then I highly recommend to you, the thing I love about social media is that there really are a ton of families out there on social media who are doing this. One of my favorite people to follow, she's at Family and Coffee. And what I love about hearing from her experiences, she was in foster care herself when she grew up. Then she took guardianship of some of her siblings. And she is currently, not only is she a child protective services worker in San Diego, but she also is fostering. She's fostering one teenager, has guardianship of another teenager, adopted another teenager, adopted a younger child that's, I think, 3-ish now.
Oh, my goodness.
Has a biological kid of her own. Wow. And is helping with one of the teenagers has a son of her own. So they are also grandparents at the age of, like, 28.
Oh, my goodness.
So there are a bunch of options that you can do, that you can be. Also, you don't necessarily, if adopting isn't necessarily the road you want to go, or foster isn't necessarily the road you want to go, there are other options out there to be a positive influence in someone's life.
Absolutely. And there's a national, it's called National Angels, but a lot of different cities have their own chapters of them. Atlanta recently got a chapter last year, Atlanta Angels. And what they're really great about is that they will partner volunteers with families that are fostering or adopting, and they kind of come in and are like monthly. They just love on the family. They bring them goodies. They check in with them. I've had this program. I've had foster parents be able to go for a run on their own while someone comes in and hangs out with the kids. With this program too, they do the full background checks so that those families don't have to worry about it, but they get extra support system. And so that's a huge need in your areas if you want to be a support to foster families and adoptive families.
Wow.
And then National Angels also does a mentorship program. So if you are interested in mentoring a foster youth, I think it's 11 to 18 or even older for some of our kids who are still in care after 18. That's a great way, again, too, that they are all about pairing up too. They don't want to just stick you with a random team, but they want to see, hey, maybe you have the similarities of this common background as this teenager.
That's so smart. Like, this teen is obsessed with video games. Oh my God, that's my husband's favorite video game. You know, like little things like that, like finding ways to match them up. I love that. Wow. You know, my sister was adopted, but she was adopted when she was a month old. So it was, I only mentioned it because it was, my parents didn't have to face some of the issues that people have to face when a child's been living on earth and living a tough life for a while. Not to say that issues don't come up with adopted children of any age, but she turned out to be a pretty amazing woman.
And that's, I like that you brought that up too, Zach, because it is one of those things that sometimes it's easy for people to think like, oh, if I adopt an infant at birth, or if I adopt a child that's really young, there's not going to be any trauma. And that's not
identity issues happen. Right. Lindsay, identity issues happen no matter what.
Of course. Of course. Exactly. Because my sister was Mexican American and was brought into a suburban Jewish home and named Shoshana. And I think really had, like Donald said, identity issues as she went through school.
Yeah.
And also had learning disabilities, which can be common. I know a lot about this because my parents are both my mother and stepfather are psychologists who specialize in adoption.
Yeah, I love when your mom came on. It was really interesting to have her on.
My stepfather and mother treated for years. They're both semi-retired now, but treated for years, adopted children, adopted parents, birth mothers. This was an area of their expertise and interest. So I do know a lot about it, and I'm just so glad that you're on here talking about it, because I think there's, you know, we have so many listeners all across the globe, and I'm sure there are people that are like intrigued, but they don't, you know, this might be the thing that makes them go, let's look into it. Let's go to that website. So yeah. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about it, especially since this has gone so well. The initial story that you came to us with, it turns out it looks like a beautiful, happy family.
And they, too, we talked a lot about the idea that because they're so close in age, it's going to be a lot like twins. And it's been really fun to see. They very much so, they are best friends. Donald had talked a lot about, and Shay had talked about kind of like, be prepared. They're going to gang up on y'all one day. And it's been really fun to just see how much best friends they are. My sister sent me a video to just like about an hour ago of the two of them playing peekaboo with each other and just cracking each other up. Or like my niece just switched over to the big girl bed. And my sister's like, the only problem is they're still sharing a room, and if she wakes up early in the morning, she will go over and she'll wake up her brother and she'll bring him books and toys to play with.
Oh, that's so sweet. Help him escape the crib. There was some viral video that was of a toddler helping a baby or something like that escape the crib. It was very funny.
Well, and we recently got to do a trip to Disneyland too. I know how much Donald loves Disneyland.
Yes, Disney's very important.
They are obsessed with the "It's a Small World" song.
Oh God, I don't like that ride. I skip that ride when I go there. Donald doesn't skip anything.
That was the first ride we had to go on when we went with my daughter.
No, with little kids, I understand. Yeah, you got to do it. But Donald to go on that shit as an adult with no kids with him. Donald doesn't skip a ride.
Yes. My nephew's obsessed with cars too, so we had to go take him on Autopia, and that was my brother-in-law's one request from that day. He's such an easy, chill guy, but he was like, I have to be the one that takes little Jay on the Autopia. Well, we have a really great photo of Jay started screaming, crying when they tried to get him on the ride. And then, of course, as he's turning around and coming back from the ride, he's in such a happy mood. And then it was him screaming and crying when he asked my mom, he's like, more car. And my mom was like, sorry, we're all done today. So it was more tears for dad.
Is there a way, Joelle, for us to, if she's willing to share that one of those pictures with our viewers, where can we put it?
If they're willing to share the photo, I mean, we could just put it on our personal social pages.
Yeah, I was about to say you could post it in your stories.
Tag me and Donald in that first picture. It's a beautiful thing. And then you guys, if you're curious, you can look at on Instagram on pictures we're tagged in.
Do you have any questions?
We've asked her a lot of questions. We've gone so long today, but maybe you do. I don't know, Lindsay.
Well, I did take some prep, so I had a couple different ones, but I'll ask you guys.
Let's just do one since we've gone so long today. Go ahead.
Totally. The one I wanted to ask you guys is, I've loved hearing you guys talk about what you really brought, like what you took away from doing 8-9 years of Scrubs and all the things you learned from it, the friendships, Zach, how you talked about that was like your film school. What do you guys think that so far, you've done the podcast now for 2 years, what do you guys think you're going to take away from the podcast?
That's such a great question.
Wow.
I like that question.
I got to be honest with you. A lot of it is positive stuff and like reassurance. And I never thought I had a voice for radio. I'm pretty sure I got a voice for radio now. What I mean?
Yeah, you do, baby.
Thank you, baby. Thank you very much. And so that's one thing. The other thing that I know I'm going to take away from this is, I'm not taking this for granted. I'm enjoying every moment of this. And even on the days when I do not want to do the podcast, and there are days where we record on Thursdays where it's, you know, 11 o'clock and I'm like, I really want to do so many other things right now. And then we wind up doing the podcast and I have so much fun.
I'm the same way. I would say I would say the same way. Some days you're just like, oh, I'm just not in the mood to do it today. And then I watch the episode and I smile. And then I get with these guys and I just, it's like therapy. You know how there's like laughing therapy where people go literally sit in a circle and go, ha, 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 ha. It's like that. I know that guaranteed I'm going to hang up off this Zoom happier and having laughed for an hour and a half.
So I'm not going to take that for granted. I took Scrubs for granted. I thought that work, that type of work or that level of work would be forever. And it's not necessarily forever.
Wu-Tang forever.
Well, that's one thing that is forever. We all know this.
And also, we just, you know, the idea was initially just me and him talking and this idea of the friendships we've made with Daniel and Joelle and how much they bring to the show.
You honor me.
And just everything about it. It's so fun. It's magical. It started during the pandemic. We still haven't figured out what we're going to do after. We have all sorts of ideas. The latest is a rewatch podcast of Different Strokes.
Well, and I have to tell you guys too, really, it has, and I know you've heard this from a ton of people, but it really was a gift. I started listening to this almost right away. Even though I had roommates, neither one of them was like isolating with me those first few weeks of the pandemic. My birthday was early in the pandemic when it started. And so like, this was something to look forward to like every week. And when you guys were doing it twice a week, it was like, if I had to do documentation or something that I didn't necessarily love doing a part of my job, I would be listening to that. It was like guarantee. If I woke up on a Tuesday or Thursday morning and now waking up on a Tuesday morning, I know that I have that to look forward to.
You're very thank sweet. You. Thank you. That's and to, and to all of you listeners, thank you. We don't say it enough. Thank you all across the globe so much for tuning in.
We're very lucky to have you guys.
We're very lucky. We appreciate you. We honestly, we've said it before. We'll say it again. We never thought. We thought it would just be our moms and a few friends. Now our moms don't listen, but not even our friends listen. But Carrie Brothers. I was with Carrie last night. I was with Carrie last night, and he was like, I was listening to this podcast, and I was like, mine? He goes, no. And
you assume that your friends listen to it. You're like, so like the other day on the podcast when I was talking, and they're like, I have no idea. You have a podcast? Like, there are members of my family that are like, you have a podcast?
Yeah. Well, anyway, to you out there who do listen, thank you so much. This is so fun for us. We hope we bring you the same level of smile that we bring each other every week.
Sorry. Yes. Last
go ahead,
thing.
Donald, go ahead.
I'm only going to say this last time. Well, I'm going to say it again probably because I am sounding the battle cry. Fake doctors, real friends, listeners.
Uh-oh.
My Instagram has not moved in a really long time.
I didn't know where this was going.
We were doing some really good numbers, you guys. We were pushing numbers that I hadn't seen since the Clueless era. You know what I'm saying?
There was no Instagram in the Clueless era.
But we were pushing numbers like that. Okay.
Okay. So follow Donald Faison.
We're not pushing those numbers again. As a matter of fact, I feel like we're receding. Like my hairline.
Why do you sound like Fred Sanford right now?
I do.
Yeah,
that's a compliment.
No, you're doing like Wheezy. What did he say? Wheezy.
Oh shit.
Wheezy. I'm coming.
I sound like Red Fox.
Yeah. Wheezy.
You just made my day.
I'm coming for you.
Not Wheezy.
Sorry, I'm conflating two things. What did he say?
Wheezy is...
No, sorry. What did Red Fox used to say when he was coming for his wife in heaven?
Well, there's Aunt Esther. I'm coming for you, Edna.
Was that who it was?
Edna, yeah.
I'm coming, Edna. I'm coming. That was the funniest show ever.
Donald, I got to add one more thing, too. Oh. I love that this shirt behind you guys kind of reminds me of the Cher Horowitz skirt, which is crazy because I... Like this, like long one, then like the yellow and the black.
That's the actual dress from the movie, actually.
Stop it.
No, it's not.
I know it's not.
All right, we gotta go, guys. We've gone.
You
long.
Guys are worse than Daniel. Yeah. We had her. You guys are worse than Daniel. We had her. Same thing with the Leroy Jenkins thing.
Follow Donald on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram.
Leroy Jenkins.
On that note, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald. Mm-hmm.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.